From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Gulf Coast residents are anxiously waiting to see if BP is successful in capping its leaking well in the Gulf of Mexico. The company is now conducting tests to make sure the procedure isn't causing other leaks elsewhere. NPR's Debbie Elliott has more.
Word that the cap is holding is the first bit of hopeful news for people on the Gulf Coast who've been disheartened by BP's inability to stop the underwater gusher until now. Ed Carroll is a city council member in Orange Beach, Alabama.
What they did at the well site yesterday was one of the best things they did. They got it closed off. Now, how long is it going to last? We don't know.
After a series of tests, BP and the government will decide whether to leave the cap in place or resume piping the leaking oil to vessels at the surface. Officials say they should now have the capacity to capture all the leaking oil. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
President Obama says the news, a cap on the ruptured BP well in the Gulf appears to be holding, is a positive development. But Mr. Obama cautioned against getting too far ahead of ourselves. The president says just because the public has been accustomed to watching a video feed of the leaking oil and now sees it has stopped does not necessarily mean the new tighter cap on the busted well has solved the problem. The president made his remarks before leaving Washington for a weekend in Maine with the first family. West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin today selected his former counsel to temporarily fill the U.S. Senate seat vacated by the death of Democrat Robert Byrd. NPR's Brian Naylor has that story.
Cart Goodwin, at age 36, would be the youngest member of the U.S. Senate, replacing Byrd, who was the oldest at age 92. Governor Manchin called Goodwin fiercely, fiercely independent. His term in office remains unclear. Goodwin is expected to hold the office temporarily. West Virginia's legislature is considering a proposal by Manchin to hold a special election next November to fill out the remaining 2 years left in Byrd's term. Manchin is widely expected to be the Democratic candidate in that race. Democrats are hoping to have Goodwin seated next week so they can count on his vote to extend unemployment benefits. Goodwin, a Charleston attorney, is from a prominent West Virginia political family. His wife is an aide for Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller, and his uncle is a federal judge. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
While jobs growth has been anemic and incomes have been flat, there's been one positive for the average person. Consumer prices are actually falling. Labor Department says its Consumer Price Index, which measures the cost of a market basket of goods, declined for a third straight month in June. On an annual basis, prices are up by the smallest amount since October. Disappointing financials from a couple of big banks, as well as global powerhouse GE, scared investors, sending stocks down more than 2.5% at week's end. The Dow fell 261 points today to close at 10,097. The Nasdaq lost 70 points. The S&P 500 dropped 31 points today. You're listening to NPR. The U.S. government now says a U.S.-born Muslim cleric who is the leader of al-Qaeda in Yemen helped to direct the failed attempt to blow up a passenger jet over Detroit last year. The U.S. Treasury Department says as a result it's now moving to blacklist Anwar Awaki as a specially designated global terrorist, a move that will freeze any assets he may have under U.S. control. The Obama administration has already authorized operations to capture or kill al-Awaki, described by some as America's top terrorist threat. Firefighters are working to put out the last of a series of fires started by lightning this week in Riverside County east of Los Angeles. Gina Diamante of member station KVCR about 1,500 says 1,500 acres have burned so far.
There are three fires still burning in a rural area with a lot of dry brush. Riverside County Fire Captain Fernando Herrera says the fires aren't spreading, so his crews are working on the hot spots.
Burning out any of the islands that are left within the burn, meaning some of the dry grass that didn't burn.
They're working in 100-degree weather, but while it's very hot, forecasters are not expecting any more storms like the one that blew through Thursday with lightning that started close to 24 fires. The last ones are expected to be fully contained this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Gina Diamante in San Bernardino, California.
If you think it's been a warm summer, you're right. In fact, the first 6 months of this year have been the warmest on record. That's based on a new analysis. Head of climate analysis at the Federal National Climatic Data Center says in the first half of the year, global temperatures have been up by around 0.03 degrees Fahrenheit from the old record set back in 1998. An El Nino weather pattern is being blamed for the hot temperatures globally. Still not clear whether 2010 will beat 2005 as the hottest overall year in terms of recorded temperatures. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.